Big Mama's Pirate, and I'm here in London with the Retro Tones, and the Retro Tones are
an Essex based band.
Dylan Garrett, I do.
An Essex band. We are Dylan Garrett.
Ben Hunt.
And Adam over there did say his name, but yeah, he needs to move in a bit. Okay, so I think this is kind of appropriate for Ben. So what do you think of men that wear long johns?
Yeah, they're my favourite type of men.
Expand, please.
Long John Silver.
They keep you warm. That's a really bizarre question. No, I'm not really into long johns personally.
Are you not?
No, I like tanga briefs.
Okay. Yeah. Anybody get any other opinions?
I like long John Silver.
I've got long johns, I like them.
Yeah, but I bet he has got some on and off.
They come in handy.
Yeah, but you're a builder, aren't you?
Yeah.
Well,
that's
a builder.
I wear them in my own leisure time.
Okay, Adam, I'm going to ask you to expand on the long johns thing, because...
You're over there.
Yeah, all right. The pair I've got at the minute, though, they're too small. So, a bit too tight. A bit of a deep vein thrombosis kicking in.
Really? Like a bit of a camel toe going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, that's it. A bit of a package.
Okay. All right. So, how did the Retro Tones get together?
Well, obviously, we're brothers. Me, Lewis and Dylan are brothers. Adam over here is our brother-in-law. He married my sister, Slag.
What?
She's
all right.
Benny.
She's a nice girl.
I've worked with Benny for a good couple of years, and he's a great guitarist, and we thought we'd have to drag him on board.
You actually formed a band before the Retro Tones,
yeah.
Didn't you, with Ben?
Yeah.
So,
we did that as
well. We're all interlinked somehow.
Yeah, all our influences are the same, more or less. He's got some crazy ones. But
yeah, right through from the Beatles to John Lennon.
Okay, so so you like the Beatles, do you?
No, it was a joke. No, of course I do.
Everyone likes the Beatles.
Yes, I do like the Beatles. I'm not just going
to...
No, it was a joke.
It's okay, we're allowed to joke here. So now that we're on to influences, what are the influences of the band? And I'm sure because there's four of you, there's going to be lots of different ones. So yeah. Dylan, if you want to start...
Yeah. Led Zeppelin, The Doors, Nirvana, that sort of thing for me.
Nirvana all day long, Queens of the Stone Age, Foo Fighters, things like Sepultura even.
Yeah. Floyd, shut up, you've got all 60s.
And The Doors,
and
yeah. Yeah. Robin Trower, no one's heard of him, but yeah, he's great.
Small Faces.
Yeah.
All the oldies.
We're called the Retro Tones, so we try and take everything from 60s to 70s rock and beyond.
Yeah.
So how would you, because there's so many influences, how would you describe your music?
70s rock, really.
It's quite progressive as well at times. Edgy,
bit trippy,
punky.
Plinky plonky.
Yeah, really, we've got so many different genres of songs
Swamp
that we
rock.
Do. Tonight it's going to all about rock.
We record a lot of mellow stuff, but generally when we play live it's hard-hitting rock.
Yeah.
But we do a lot of jazzy, bluesy, folky stuff even.
Ditties.
Yeah.
Acoustic-y.
Yeah, acoustic.
Ben's
indie.
Working on a Postman Pat cover at the minute.
He wants us to play Postman Pat for our sound check.
It's not a joke.
We're sound check with
killing
South
me with
Park
it.
Theme tune. Mm. No, Postman Pat's great.
I don't know.
The guy's
I don't
a genius.
Know the middle eight.
I don't think. I don't think Postman Pat wrote it.
No, he probably
he
didn't.
He did. That was so.
No, it's Jess.
Oh.
Yeah.
On your MySpace, you say you write a song a week. Is that just you, Lewis, or is that the whole band writes a song a week, or is that four songs a week, or is that how does that work?
Lewis does.
My mind generally, I can't stop writing songs. Day by day, I write a new part of a song or something. But then, if I show it to the band, we
evolve it.
Yeah. And then like one tune every couple of weeks,
and
I suppose, comes
me and
to
Lewis
the next gig.
Sit down a lot and work our bits out and bounce ideas off each other.
Like tonight we're playing
stuff.
Tunes that we haven't played before live in front of an audience, and we just thought we'd give it a crack because they're our next new exciting
new tune.
New
so
buzz.
How new are the songs then that you're going to be singing tonight?
Well, we've
some
got a mixture. We've
yeah,
got proper
some of them are
ones.
Actually old ones that we haven't aired for
we
a while.
We haven't done it for
and
years.
We haven't played to get as a four piece together before, and they seem to be working all right.
Yeah.
And others
some of them
are completely
fresh.
New.
A couple
yeah.
Of regulars.
So yeah, and a couple
of regulars,
yeah.
So who's the new person if you haven't played as a four piece
Benny
before?
Benny's the new person.
The newest person.
Okay, so newest, how are you settling in?
A bit sketchy at times, but it seems to be all right.
We're a lovely family, really, aren't we?
Yeah.
Look after him, all right.
Good.
Yeah, it's all going well. I've known everyone for a long time, and obviously with Lewis, actually used to play the drums in a band that I played in years ago. But
Zoothorn Spondooly Bollocks, I assume, isn't it?
Yeah, Zoothorn Rollo.
Mm. How does being from Essex influence what you do, or does it? Or
not really.
No, it doesn't.
I'm from
Battersea.
Are you? Well, yeah. Then, look, you didn't
like,
tell me that.
You know, like,
well, it's just
small faces and
just
things
the music
like that used
the
to play in our town.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, not really any influence from Essex. I don't get up on stage and go, all right, you slags.
No, it's been on our website. We're an Essex-based band. That's why I
we're based
it.
In Essex.
Yeah, you seem very proud of it, so I'm just curious as to...
That's where our fan base is, so we can't help it.
Yeah.
Granny Mick him.
Okay.
He's got a drummer's going. Sound check for another band.
That was Spider from Colossus just ruining the proceedings. Okay.
It feels like a drummer whore. He drums for everyone.
Oh, is he drumming for the other bands tonight as well?
Well, he's doing a sound check for them because their drummer is lazy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's on the train somewhere. Oh. So, yeah.
So, do you have a favourite song that you play live, or is it just that you have so many songs?
I have a favourite song, and they decided not to play it tonight.
Really?
So
why is that?
Because they don't like me very much.
Yeah.
Is that true?
It's personal.
It's not true.
They're
I have to like
it,
him. He's my brother-in-law. But
the wah-wah pedal that I use on the track has gone a bit doolally. It's not wah-ing properly.
Needs a bit of fine tuning.
All right. Yeah. And here is...
It's Grandpappy Garrett. He's my father.
He's the mentor.
Groupie.
Hello.
You just sat in for your
Roadie.
Son, Dylan, right?
Yeah,
that dude.
Colin?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Colin Garrett. He's
Big
the daddy of the band.
He's the roadie and the transport
and
sound
now that
guy. Security sound guy.
Security.
All rolled into one.
Yeah, fantastic. I have a mother like that. She kind of does it because she loves us. Is that why you're doing it for the band?
Oh, without a doubt. And I'm obviously very proud of my boys. And my son-in-law, of course.
Yeah. What
and
about Ben?
The Bull.
And Ben.
Yeah, we're lovers.
That's right.
He's part of the family.
I'm learning a whole lot of things about this family I never thought I'd know, but thanks very much. So what do you think of their music?
I think it's brilliant.
Yeah?
Yeah. I wish I'd have got that far when I was their age.
Do
when
you play
what, playing in a shithole in Canton?
No, I was in a rock band as a
other
teenager.
Shitholes.
I played drums, but we never got to, you know, we never really got to do anything brilliant apart from the odd private party and that sort of thing. But they've really
didn't they used
done
to leave you drumming and go down the pub?
That's it, it's exactly what they used to do.
Speaking of drumming.
Pots and pans.
Yeah. That was in the old 10-minute drum solo.
That's it, 10-minute drum solo, and you used to disappear down the pub. Turn the lights off so I didn't know they'd gone.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That must have been a bit lonely, was it?
No, it was great. I was really enjoying myself.
So he comes to our band practices and you give him like 2 minutes on the drums and he'll just sit there,
take over.
Completely take over and just be...
So did you teach Dylan how
it.
To play drums?
Yes,
yeah,
I got him
influenced
started.
Him, yeah.
And then he went off and had some lessons and sort of
didn't
polished
like
things
that.
Up. Didn't like it particularly because he got too far with me teaching him.
That's a good thing though, isn't it?
Yeah, oh yeah. But, you know, we're all kind of more or less self-taught. Apart from the odd drum lessons, we've not really done anything, which I think is a great advantage, because I think with when you take lessons at anything musical, it does tend to restrict your development of it.
Mm.
And I've noticed this a lot, particularly with things like jazz. I know this isn't a rock band, but with jazz, particularly when you're teaching kids to play jazz tunes, I've heard kids playing jazz standards from music and it sounds all wrong because
it's
jazz
regiment.
like real music,
it's loose, yeah.
you need to be able to move it around and get feeling in it. It's too still, that's the trouble. Whereas if you teach yourself to play, in a lot of cases you can give it a lot of form and feeling and personality that you couldn't if you were reading it from the dots.
Oh yeah.
So you know, I'm a great believer in ear playing, although I do read music as well.
He reads that just before he goes to bed.
That's your nighttime reading.
That's it.
Bach's Borei and B minor.
Okay, Ben, you mentioned we're in Camden, in a lovely venue, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's
sorry.
What I heard you
that
say.
That was what he
it
said.
Was a
yeah.
Joke.
Yeah.
So you also said that you love to get messy and play drums all night in dirty little venues. So
that was my.
Yeah.
That was my.
Yeah. So what's the messiest, dirtiest little venue you've played?
Oh, we played.
Sounds like a gay club, doesn't it?
We've played some proper stinkers. But what about the Oxjam one we played?
Yeah,
that has got to be the worst one ever. It's just like someone's living room.
It's like a caff, wasn't it, or something?
Yeah. That hadn't been decorated since the 30s, and it was just all curtains everywhere. It
was
proper.
A sandwich bar in the corner.
There was a sandwich bar in the corner, yeah. And we was told as we walked in, we're not allowed to make any noise, because they've got a sound restriction on all round. So we was literally like...
They hadn't even unpacked their instruments.
Sound man kept buggering off, didn't he? Everyone's shouting for him, it was pathetic.
So it got really messy.
Yeah, we did, yeah.
We don't get many fights though round here.
No,
really?
Essex,
loads
of fights.
When
we
play,
yeah, you're from Essex.
Yeah.
I mean, even from Ireland, I've heard
off.
That there's.
Yeah.
See, they play loads of gigs round these parts, and there's never any trouble.
That's good
we
though.
We play
isn't
one
yeah.
gig in Romford.
Well, that's what we talk about. Messing.
And a fight breaks
yeah,
out.
Yeah, it's massive.
All right, so messing is fighting, is that it?
No. Yeah, getting messy. No, getting no. messy is a kind
getting
of.
Getting messy, just getting drunk and stuff.
All right.
Yeah, getting meshed up and hurt yourself.
A bit wobbly.
Having a party.
Yeah.
So where's been your favourite gig
your
then? Not Tucky, alright.
Dublin Castle.
Dublin Castle.
Just before
nice
Christmas
one.
Was a good one. It's a lot of, obviously a lot of friends and family that normally come. Nobody turned up that we knew, but the place was still very busy and everyone was dancing. It was really nice. So
yeah,
obviously
it's
have
cool
a crowd thing. There that we didn't know, and to just have everyone enjoy it, you know, it's satisfying, and obviously it makes you feel good about what you're doing, especially if you know, there's people you don't know jumping about and enjoying
it. Like the
it,
Underworld
you know.
As well, down the road.
Yeah.
Underworld's
a
great
venue,
yeah.
When you've got strangers jumping to music,
yeah,
it's special, because
yeah.
you never
yeah.
know a family, do you?
Yeah,
you kind of got, they
jump yeah friends will clap different. Regardless. Well, I suppose a lot of people would anyway out of politeness, but I mean, it was just really nice to see people really enjoying themselves and sort of
having it.
Yeah, yeah, and shouting for more, and you know, it's good. I mean, we was the last band on, so I was probably a bit drunk, but.
So you were getting messy with it then?
Yeah. We was getting messy.
Yeah, we was getting messy.
Yeah.
So, is this another thing from you, Lewis, where you say you like to explore myths through your lyrics? Is that
yep.
Right?
Yep.
What's
if you listen to my lyrics and stuff, I always try and mess around with myths that have already been and kind of. Change them around a bit, modernise them a little bit, and make
basically
them a little bit more.
He reads lots of books and steals stuff.
Doesn't everybody steal? Is there anything original
yeah,
anymore?
Good
people
art,
always
you know,
steal.
An artist buys
I wouldn't
a
say
good
I
artist
steal anything.
You adapt it.
Well, no,
of
I take
course,
ideas.
Yeah.
I don't read it word for word and think, oh, that's an idea.
Yeah.
I might put something into that. I kind of find my own little
take on
understandings
it.
Of
yeah.
things and in my lyrics I've usually got three or four different meanings, so someone could come along and say, oh, that sounds like you're talking about that, but really I'm completely on a different like, level.
So do you have a favorite myth that you've written about, or is it just that you like to explode myths or what?
Yeah, I like to explode myths really. I like the fact that people like religion and I don't particularly like religion, and I always toy with that, never going too far obviously, but yeah.
Okay, so what would be going too far? I'm just curious.
Swearing and using the word Jesus in the same...
Wearing a Hitler t-shirt. I don't know. I just thought I'd throw that one out there. It's like Polish bar staff nowadays. Sorry.
Okay. You've got to be
quite
careful. Oh, I didn't
mean that in a rude way.
With what you can say. I mean, in small clubs like this, some of his lyrics might be quite provocative and it might be a bit of bad language. Well, in a small venue... It's not generally a problem, but if it went on a bigger thing, you've then got
political
sort of
radio
political
idea.
Things and censorship and and a wider exposure. So you've got to be a little bit careful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, a good sort of indication of this was we did one at in Dagenham, which was a sort of battle of the bands thing, and they had three numbers that they played, and one of the numbers that they chose had a four-letter word in it, and but unfortunately,
the F word.
Because of the audience,
the format.
Because it was a battle of the bands thing, there were children in there.
Changed it to
so he had to change the
to rubber
word,
duck,
which is,
as opposed
which is fine.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, that's fine. It's just adapting, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's only birds, isn't it?
Yeah.
Nothing
so another thing from your MySpace is about a jungle.
That's again me, probably. If it all goes tits up, or if we make it really big, I want to one day.
Own a jungle.
Get away from here and
sit around in a farm in Vietnam or something.
What's that got? What's farm
making
got
films?
Are they going to be films just about the jungle, or are they going to be?
Who knows?
We're
going to
get a chimp.
Going to be probably drugs.
Elephants on base.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's got to be black and white.
He's been to Africa a few times, and he's
yeah, I love it.
Favorite place of his.
Yeah.
Oh.
But yeah, once it all kicks off, make some money, and then go on.
Yeah.
Go on, experience life a bit.
So, how long do you think it's going to take to kick off? Have you got a plan?
My plan started about 3 years ago, and
every week I think it's
going to kick off, and it almost does.
We've been doing stuff for the best part of 8 years, really.
Yeah, like.
But I mean, it's only sort of now we're really sort of doing a lot of gigs
and
getting out there
to go
and really, you know. But we're just enjoying it at the moment. And
isn't that the main thing, though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think before for me personally, it became a chore, and I started. It just started becoming like a job, and I lost a drive for music, but now it seems that we're just really doing it for fun and just enjoying it. And if people enjoy it, that, you know, for me personally, that's what I like. You know, if someone likes your music, yeah, it's a good thing. If you can touch someone, you know.
Touch me.
Yeah.
There's a lot of touching going on here. Okay. Right. This is a question for each of you. So if you could be any world leader, dead or alive, I know you're into dead rock stars.
See, this is me throwing things.
No,
say stupid things and I don't actually mean them.
No, this is a question that I ask everybody. It's if you could be any leader in the world, who would you be, why, and where would you lead? Does that make sense to everybody?
Yeah.
Look at the frown on his head.
Can't you choose yourself?
You can choose yourself and tell me why.
I don't want to be anyone else, I want to be me.
Yeah.
Why?
Why?
Because
I like being me.
And where would you rule if you could rule as you?
The world.
57 Elsley Road. bring a bottle.
Anybody else?
I think he's pretty much summed that one up.
I definitely wouldn't want big responsibility of being a leader.
No?
No, that's not for me. I'll be a leader of the system.
It'd be carnage,
I'll be Ben's
isn't it?
Assistant.
What, looking after?
You'd bring the bottles.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
keep them coming.
I wouldn't want to be a leader either. I'd be their roadie or their chauffeur, just drive them around.
Oh, somebody here has to be a leader.
I'd
come on, Lewis.
I'll be the leader, all right? I'll be the leader. But I don't want
to
be anyone else be the leader. I'll be me, because I know what I'm all about.
Ruling the jungle.
Yeah.
You could be Mowgli.
Yeah.
King Mowgli.
King of the jungle, you could be.
I like Mowgli.
I like that Louis.
Just get a spray tan.
Baloo.
And we could call
Baloo.
Okay, guys, we are piratepods.com.
Yeah.
And it is a tradition that at the end of the interview, you got to do your best pirate impression.
Ah, I've got one.
Ben, go for it.
Why are pirates called pirates?
No idea.
Because they are.
And you said that was a good one. Adam.
All right.
Arr.
Like
me arties. Avast ye swabbies.
That was Lewis. I'm Lewis's dad, Colin.
Shiver me timbers.
Lovely. Retrotoned, thank you very much.
Every action comes along, reaction. Theories of a great man to come. Just ride the dragon, spread to every faction.